Kevin Sarin has lived in Baton Rouge for nearly 7 years. In his quiet healthcare consulting firm office, a mug from the 2010 Baton Rouge Pride Fest sits atop a bookcase. Sarin says of course he wants equality and protections for the gay community under municipal law, but as a 51-year-old partnered man, it's other aspects of life that keep him here.
There are a lot of great things about Baton Rouge. You know, it's a fairly low cost of living, and real estate prices are low. So we're able to live a very nice lifestyle here that we couldn't really live in a city like Washington, D.C., you know, or Boston.
Sarin also says it helps that he works in an inclusive environment.
Both my partner and I work in businesses where we're out and it's not an issue.
Self-described house husband Grant Holloway and his spouse are looking forward to leaving so they can start a family. Louisiana does not allow same-sex couples to adopt children together. The couple has 2 dogs and 4 cats, most of which are special needs. Tulip, who suffers from frequent strokes, purrs when Holloway scoops her up in his arms.
I want kids, desperately. And abandoning that hope is sort of heartbreaking. And I started giving away, like, the rocking chair that I bought and all the little different pieces just because it's just a constant sort of reminder that it's not going to happen until we move somewhere in 2 or 3 or however many years.
The couple got married in New York in 2011. Holloway and his husband are staying in Baton Rouge for now, while his husband built his career. Holloway built floor-to-ceiling bookcases in their hallway and is remodeling their kitchen. Today, he's making a base with wheels for a flat file he found at Goodwill. But Holloway says the idea of two men building a home together is just not acknowledged here.
I actually got an invitation to an event from his work that was Mr. and Mrs. It wasn't a deliberate slight. It's just not even on the radar that they never even questioned it.
Make some noise if you happen to be a splash tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Yes! That's what I'm talking about.
Mia Nicole Bonet is on stage in her full sequin mermaid cut gown. It's the finale of the drag show on a Thursday night at Splash, one of the few full-time gay bars in Baton Rouge. Bonet started performing drag as a young man in high school here and now identifies as a woman. Upstairs, before the performance, she says Splash is one of the good parts of Baton Rouge. She lists more favorite places.
Restaurants. I love to eat. Restaurants, movie theaters, the mall, you know, church.
But in many parts of the city, she says she doesn't feel safe.
Growing up here, I've seen, you know, so many hate crimes, and I've seen so many girls, you know, transgender male to female girls, you know, get murdered for being who they were.
On the Human Rights Campaign's municipal survey, Baton Rouge lost points for not having an LGBT liaison in its police department and not reporting crimes based on sexual orientation or gender identity to the FBI. Bonet says she's not surprised.
I know exactly how we are treated here by law enforcement. Like we are scum. We're not respected as individuals. You run across some people who just do not accept, you know, a person for being who they are, and that's what you encounter.
Bonet's single, and she says if she were with someone, she'd want to kiss them outside or at the mall. But the way things are now, she wouldn't feel comfortable doing that.
Everything here is private. Everything here is closed, and I don't like that. Everybody's living in a closet.
For WRKF News, I'm Lisa Lovello.